We're going to talk now about the Lab Network. It's a collection of technology clubs for young people with autism and Asperger's syndrome. Alan Morgans is the national coordinator, and he joins us this morning. Alan, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Could you give us a little bit of information about the Lab Network?
It's just sure.
Some background.
So the lab's a technology-based social club for young people who identify as being on the autism spectrum. It's mentored technology sessions, but the main aim is to increase young people's capacity for social engagement and developing friendship skills. One of the big challenges that young people on the autism spectrum face is social isolation, whether that's at school or in their social life. And a lot of what the lab aims to do is to build kids' friendship skills to allow them to develop social connections based on their experience and their knowledge and their enthusiasm for technology, whether it's games or coding, those kinds of technology activities.
So you're looking for mentors to help with this project, are you?
Yeah, we're looking for mentors. I mean, one of the things that's sort of happened through COVID, we have about 30 venues around the country. The lab in Bendigo is very generously hosted by the Bendigo Tech School, who do a fantastic job. And through COVID, obviously, our face-to-face venues haven't been able to operate. We've been running an online program, and through COVID, we were running up to 10 sessions a week. But now that things are easing up, we're hoping that the Bendigo Lab can resume sessions very soon, as soon as some of the restrictions around group activities, face masks are eased, we'll be able to resume sessions. So we're looking to engage with young people in the community who are interested to be involved in the lab, and also for mentors, young people who've got technology skills and are keen to kind of share those skills and get involved with young people who are really enthusiastic about their gaming activities and coding. And it's a great opportunity for mentors to get involved either in face-to-face venues or with our online program, which runs across the country.
Yeah, it's a real win-win, really, isn't it? Because obviously for the kids getting involved, but the mentors would get so much out of it as well, and it's great to see younger people who want to give back to other younger people as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, for a lot of mentors, they're starting out on their career journeys, whether it's in computer science or games development or digital media. And the lab's a real opportunity to really challenge those skills that they've got, because lab kids are pretty switched on and will really push the mentor's knowledge as well. But it's also a really good opportunity for mentors to develop their professional practice skills and to be involved in a situation where, you know, they're being challenged both in terms of their technical skills and in terms of their interpersonal skills at the same time, which for all young people heading into industry is really important.
Alan, you mentioned that there's more face-to-face coming up, but you're also interested in people doing distance learning online as well, so there is a need for that still.
Absolutely, yeah. We're looking to roll out. The lab online has been running since 2016. As I said, we were running up to 10 sessions a week during COVID, but we're still continuing with that, and it's a real opportunity for young people on the spectrum in rural and regional areas of Australia and Victoria to get involved in the 10 sessions. And these have been quite successful. In last year, we were involved in the International Games Convention called PAX, and this was delivered online last year. And we had two groups who produced some amazing games to present at PAX, and that was a really exciting opportunity for them. The video presentation, that because it was an online event, the video presentation that they made is available on the front page of our website, thelab.org.au, if people want to have a look. And it's a really good example of how online distance sort of education, connection, social connection experiences can work. So that was really exciting.
Yeah. So you answered one of my questions there. So the lab... .org.au is the best way to contact. And for people listening to us now in central Victoria and in and around the Bendigo area, they can go via the website to find out locally how they can get in touch with you guys?
Absolutely, yep.
Beautiful.
That website's the best point of contact, and we really encourage people to get in touch.
Fantastic. Hey, it's a great initiative and great work that you're doing, and we really appreciate you taking the time to join us this morning for a chat, Alan. Thanks very much for that.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Alan Morgans from The Lab. It is The Wake Up Call.